Our top story, President Trump defending his weekend executive actions to work to get coronavirus relief money in the hands of Americans. And now in-depth team coverage on You Decide 2020 is following the first weekend of early voting in the Florida primary election. Overall turnout in Duval County is approaching 9%, St. John's County at 11%, Nassau County at over 15%, and in Clay County, more than 10% turnout. Supervisor of Elections Chris Chambliss joins us, and that's kind of a record-setting pace for y'all in early voting so far, huh?
It really is. Right now, we've had roughly about four times as many early votes cast as Pasco County. And what's interesting, Pasco County has about 220,000 more voters than Clay County has. So we are doing so well thus far.
And the overwhelming majority appear to have been returned by mail. It's not to say that people aren't voting in person, but are you seeing a trend emerge there in terms of the preference?
I do believe that there is a larger turnout via mail thus far. But I think what we're going to see as early voting continues, that it's probably going to surpass or come alongside vote by mail. And again, as we discussed last week, this is really more of a trend that's been happening with voters over the years, more so directly tied to the pandemic.
And do you see the trend or what may be driving the record-setting pace, at least for early voting? Is it really all about convenience?
I think it's convenience, but I also think that we have a number of hotly contested races. You know, my good friend Jimmy Weeks is retiring from Clay County as tax collector, so that leaves an open seat, which always drives some interest. Your sheriff's race with regards to constitutional elections is always one to where citizens pay attention to. And then school superintendent. So I think that those races, coupled with the fact that that individuals are taking advantage of the flexibility, is key.
Absolutely key. And is it too late to request a mail-in ballot for the Florida primary?
It is. However, if you need to have a vote-by-mail ballot, you can complete a form aligning a family member to come by and pick up a vote-by-mail ballot for you. And so it just requires you to acknowledge that you are giving that family member the authority to come by and pick up a ballot and do so in writing.
Just head to the Clay County Supervisor of Elections site. We'll continue to keep you up to date. We have a live blog on all things early voting a week and a day before primary day in Florida. Chris Chambliss, the Supervisor of Elections in Clay County. Thanks. It's 8:50, the 5-day WOKV First Alert forecast.